Debbie Bogle joins us. Debbie, the United Way is, as always, just sort of expected to step up, and you do 24/7. I didn't realize this blood shortage was a thing until I was made aware it was a thing, and then it kind of made sense to me. Where are we with this?
So, United Way, we have been just keeping in contact with all the agencies for updates, what's happening, so we can keep 211 up to date and just what the agencies are facing right now and what's closing. And one of the responses we got was from Red Cross saying, hey, you know, people stop giving blood because they're, you know, isolating themselves. And so now we have this huge shortage that's happening. And so they were working on a press release at that time and sent it out yesterday. And so they're taking, you know, all these measures to make sure people are safe when they come in and following, you know, all the guidelines. But they're asking the community to step up in this way. And if you typically give blood, it's okay to do that. If you haven't given blood before, please consider doing that right now. And so they're open in Decatur. I believe it was from 12 to 6 every day, where you can just pop in and they will get you in right then and take care of it.
Okay, now are they doing everything they need to do as far as social distancing and all that? I mean, I saw a news report, so it looked like everybody was on top of each other. I mean, everybody's got to do this in a smart way.
Yes, so they are isolating each person. I don't have their press release and guidelines in front of me right now, but they're doing everything that, you know, a hospital would do. They're putting them in everybody in their own space. And making sure that everybody's safe when they come in. So, you know, it's one of those things that you don't really think about. And, you know, this, it's not just if you normally do this and you don't, we're, you know, it's such a huge shortage. They've already seen just a complete drop off. And
this is, by the way, this is happening all across the country. It's not just here locally. It's just one of the bylines that's caused by the main narrative, I don't know that we have a clear feeling for how many things like this right now are suffering, right?
Right, exactly. You know, even the food pantries, people that normally come in, you know, every week and drop off food, they're not doing that right now. And so even though, you know, we have, you know, the WSOY community food drive, they're still supplemented with some of these smaller donations throughout. Those are stopping.
Or volunteering, yeah.
Yeah, and the volunteers, that's a huge thing because, you know, our base in most places, you know, in the United States, our base for volunteers for these types of things are, you know, the older generations. And that has, you know, we don't want them there. First of all, they need to be isolated and not be out volunteering right now. But then that leaves this huge gap. And so we're doing what we can to spread the information about how you can sign up. Right now you can go to Now Decatur. And we have our link up there. It takes you directly to the spots that are open right now for this purpose. And, you know, we're going out every day and, you know, making sure that they, you know, where we can fill in as needed. The Sheriff's Department stepped up yesterday, and they are sending folks to Good Sam today and tomorrow to Northeast to help out. And so all of these things are happening, and just, if you go to Now Decatur and click on that, you can see what's available and how you can help. Catholic Charities, I know they're needing folks. So it's changing every day.
Debbie Bogle, Executive Director of the United Way. What I'm really concerned about, Debbie, and it's not on our radar screen this moment because it's going to take a little while to unfold, you guys have a term called ALICE. What does that stand for?
So that is Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed. So that's our, what used to be called loosely, our working class poor, folks that are working every day. They're going out there. They're really they're managing their life, but they're one missed day of work away from not being able to pay their power bill, not being able to pay rent, or you know, daycare, to where one small thing can put them in a spiral downfall back into poverty or into poverty for the first time. And these are the folks that, our service workers are, you know, the folks that are working at the restaurants that are now closed and are not completely closed, but limited. So this is a population that's really going to suffer, and we're working to find ways to, you know, make sure that, that's not going to happen. It's still early in all of this, and we're still...
Yeah, but here are the sobering numbers, Debbie. The last 2 days, the unemployment claims in Illinois were 41,000. This time last year, same time frame, 4,000, tenfold. And that's a week into this. I mean, like, really into the reality of this. Right. What does next week look like, the week after that? I'm concerned that we don't know as a community how many of those folks are going to go from sort of working and getting by to now being in desperate need of help, and how do we get our arms around that?
Right, and even, you know, we don't know how many people are going to go from being, you know, middle class to being an Alice family now. And so it's going to be all across, you know, the board on what happens, and we just don't know yet. Right now, we're really focusing on, we want to make sure people are fed. And, you know, that's the biggest priority right now. You know, and just like everywhere else, you know, the pantries are, they can't get milk. They can't get eggs. Can't get meat. So, you know, they're starting to get low on that stuff, and or I mean, not low, but it's empty.
Yeah.
They're doing what they can for that. Places like Catholic Charities that took over Meals on Wheels, that took over for the MCOC congregate sites. You know, they added, and DMH is helping them with that. They added 700 clients this week to Meals on Wheels. And so, I mean, there are some crazy things happening out there, and lots of organizations that are really, really stepping it up and making sure that people are being fed. And I don't know how long they can sustain that, but we're doing everything that we can to try to meet the needs that they have. We are getting emails from agencies daily saying these are the issues we're facing, and we're trying to help find solutions for that. You know, right now the big thing is volunteers, but and then it's going to start being, you know, we're just into the first week of this.
I know we are, but we also have $1 million commitment from the Howard G. Buffett Foundation, yeah. Which a lot of communities would, you know, trade their right arm for right now. That's going to be able to stopgap some of this for sure.
Yes. I mean, that is amazing. We are in such a unique position and grateful that we have that, and that we'll be able to supplement, you know, some of these agencies and make sure that people are fed. I mean, it's huge. And, you know, we'll see what happens. I know Good Sam, Northeast Community Fund, they went from 175 boxes that they gave out, families that came in, to, I believe it was almost close to 500 overnight.
Unbelievable.
So
Debbie, I got to go. I'm up against the break. You can go to nowdecatur.com and get to this portal link for volunteering. Thank you. We'll keep you posted and probably doing this more than once a week as we move forward. But Debbie, one of the true heroes and one of the best people you will find in this community, heading up the efforts at the United Way.